Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Jesus himself stood among them, the disciples, and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So Jesus says, "Look at my hands and my feet." And then he says, "See that it is I myself." I myself. Now I'm wondering, how many of us can say that? How many of us can say, "See, it is I myself"? That's because so often we become something else. We behave differently. Sometimes we say, "Ooh, that's not me," particularly after behaving badly in some way. Or sometimes don't we feel like someone else, not grounded in ourselves? Maybe we don't, the words would be authentic or inauthentic. I have a very good friend who thinks of his son and will often say, "He just never found himself." Sometimes we try to be someone else, or we wish it were so. I was interested to hear, if you're a fan of, this is getting to be an old-timer guy now, John Prine, who's got a very unique voice. He's got a new album out that's about forgiveness, but he said it's taken him 30 or 70 years to get used to his own voice. And don't we often say we're trying to find our voice? I think any preacher probably has a sense of that too, that we find our voice ourselves. In scriptures, the word is often used, hypocrite. It defines someone who says one thing and acts in another way, or the common parlance these days, I guess, would be phony. Or do we walk the talk? Are we authentic? Or are we just a ghost of ourselves? And can't we also speak this way about institutions, particularly the church, for instance? I wonder these days how much of the church could say, "See, it is I myself," in a very authentic way. How much of Christianity doesn't seem a bit phony to us these days? Or even about countries. How authentic are we as a country? Are we living up to our ideals, our sense of who we are? Actually, it seems that there's a great struggle about just who are we as a country. Every other Tuesday mornings at the Bible study that we have, we've been reading lately Paul's letter to the Galatians. And in that letter, he defines a long period of time when he actually himself could not say, "See, it is I myself." He was an alien. He was some kind of different person. And during this alien period, He was what we might call a terrorist. Not only did he oppose the new Jesus movement within his religious tradition, but he assisted in and encouraged the murder of some, most notably in our scriptures, Stephen. Somewhere, scripture tells us, along the Damascus Road, Saul had a spiritual encounter in which he was confronted with the truth of himself as a persecutor, as a man of violent terror in the name of religion. His encounter was with Christ. "See, it is myself," Jesus said before him, the crucified one. Saul's encounter with Jesus himself, was just like today's reading, in which Jesus says, "See my hands and my feet. It is I, myself." The scars, the marks are important. But aren't they important to us as well? They often define us. The point is not that we are amazed that some guy got out of the grave. That's just a ghost story. But the point is that we encounter the risen Christ with the crucified marks. For the marks are meant to communicate the truth about who Jesus is, but also the truth about us and the truth about who we are in relationship with Jesus the Christ. Paul knew that in truth, in a very universal truth, he has made his violent contribution to those marks that Jesus bore. But that in forgiveness, the risen Christ was redeeming him, calling him, enabling him now to say, "See, it is I myself." Paul, a child of God, whose real being was to be called by God to bring good news of God's forgiveness and love to all people, and to create new communities of faith in which people could proclaim, "See, it is I, myself," to be children of God, not strangers, not aliens, not lost, to live in communities of acceptance and appreciation of various identities, of various sexual orientations, gender orientations, ethnicity, or religions, where "I, myself" doesn't mean you have to look like me or think like me. All of which today, especially, brings us to this beautiful child, Elizabeth Ethel. What will make Elizabeth Ethel her, herself? She can't do it in isolation. She doesn't do it alone. She can't create herself. Well, certainly, it will be because of the love and guidance of her parents and from her extended family and sponsors, from loving communities, the church, the synagogue, her own natural gifts and inclinations, her hopes and dreams, her interaction with the world. And also, dare we say, even though we will try to protect her from scars and marks, some will happen, and they will form her and shape her. But today, we baptize, which is nothing other than Jesus the Christ saying to Elizabeth and to us all once more, "See, it is I myself who bring you the love of God, no matter what happens in your life. I know that there will be some scars. I am with you for healing. I am with you for forgiveness. I am with you for life." Jesus says, "I myself know who you are, Elizabeth, Ethel, beloved child of God, now and forevermore." There is no recognizing Jesus apart from the marks, the scars, the brokenness that he experienced and endured by meeting us in our own brokenness, being present with us when life assails us, and announcing the forgiveness of sins when we all are the ones who are causing the scarring of others and the brokenness of relationship. And now calling us to our own true selves who recognize and care for others. Only with the marks, "Look at my hands and my feet," can Jesus say, "See, It is I, myself. And only then can we recognize him, because the marks proclaim that he is completely for us, completely for Elizabeth. The one who gave himself for us is the one we see. And so it is in giving ourselves to others. Do not we then come into sight? Without the marks, Jesus is only a ghost, just another guy who got out of the grave, a zombie. But today, Jesus appears in the fullness of his glory to Elizabeth, to all of us, appears to you and for you. See my hands, my feet. See, it is I myself. Christ is risen.
Thank you.